Well, we read about all these stories in the Bible, and many wonder whether they are real or if they are just fairy tales. How can there be a great flood covering the whole world? What about the 10 plagues in Egypt? How can that be possible? The parting of the Red Sea, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, the prophet Jonah being swallowed by a great fish. All of the supernatural miracles described in the Bible where God had intervened time and time again. And look at all the miracles that Christ performed in the New Testament when he was on this earth as a human being, and then being resurrected 3 days later after his death, which all had a purpose for God's ultimate plan for mankind. That alone is a big mystery to the whole world, what that truly means. Now, what about all these prophetic statements referring to what will happen in the future? And we read that throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Is this all real or is this fake? How can we even fathom all these things to happen? How can we even fathom to be God? What a concept. How is that even possible to believe? And do we actually believe in Christ's return, that it's actually going to be near? Or are we living our lives in fear and worry and think that Christ won't return in our lifetime? You know, yes, it is true that we are to live our lives as if we have a whole lifetime in front of us, but at the same time, we must be prepared and ready if Christ were to return tomorrow. You know, this kind of mindset, thinking right now in this present state that we are living in, to think that Christ will return, or let's say before he even returns, to think that the whole world is going to go through horrible conditions. It's really easy to not really think about that and to fathom that idea. But it's exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. How do we know when Christ returns? We don't. The Bible makes that clear, but that's why we have to keep watching to see what will happen. That gives us a general idea of how close we really are. And as we have heard over and over again, we are very close because of things that are happening in the world. You know, when we look at our lives presently, with all the billions of people on this planet, how is it that only the few of us that God has called today will rule the entire world? But not just as human beings, but as spirit beings, since this is God's potential for you and I. Do we actually believe that? Do we actually believe that this could be you and I? Now, the most controversial book in the whole world is also the most popular and best-selling book of all time. And we all have one. It's our Holy Bible. And yet, there are roughly 4,200 different religions that believe in some way their own version of the truth. And many religions use alternative Bibles or additional material to modify what the true Bible states, based on prophecies or visions from so-called people of God. But all it really does is add more confusion and mystery, begging the question, what is a real truth? How do we know that the Bible is true and the many stories that we read about in this book are in fact verifiable? How can we confirm it? Well, there is in fact physical evidence with copies of manuscripts that have been found throughout history which show that the Bible has been transmitted accurately. Archaeological findings have also proven accurate on how the Bible corresponds to historical reality. Now, how do we know that the Bible is true? Well, for one example, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 14 through 16. Second Timothy chapter 3 And in verse 14, we read, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them." So, first we have to learn something, and then we have to continue in it. So it's not just something we just pick up the book one day and then start reading, and all of a sudden a light bulb goes off. Ah, everything makes sense. No, this is something that's going to take a lifetime. And there's obviously more behind it, as I go into. Verse 15, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now that means everything in this Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, all Scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's a learning process that we all go through. There's a lot behind this. And the Bible also proves itself. We don't pick and choose what we want to believe and reject things here and there. Truth was also the focus of what Christ taught. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. And also in John chapter 13, verse 17, he says, "And if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." See, there's a lot of action involved as well. You can know something. Anybody can know something. Anybody can read something. But if you don't do what it says, then how do you know what's going to happen in your life? How do you expect to have blessings? The first four books of the New Testament present an accurate record of Christ's life and ministry and everything that he says about God, about human nature, salvation, by also backing it up with what the Old Testament records, which proves that everything that he says can be trusted. He says that Scripture cannot be broken in John chapter 10, verse 35. And he further elaborates in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Christ says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Well, we are still here today. We're still living. Heaven and earth has not passed away yet, right? So obviously, the law is still in effect. It's still being fulfilled. But he goes on further in verse 19, "Whoever therefore breaks or loosens one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So obviously we know that there is going to be a kingdom of heaven, which is obviously going to be here on this earth. But what are we doing today? We are teaching. We are letting the world know what the Bible is saying. You know, Christ believed and trusted in the law of the Old Testament by referring to it time and time again with many examples. He spoke about love for the law often, always referring to the Ten Commandments, and that they were still binding today and forever, and only that we are blessed if we do them. Now, if people choose to believe, or if they choose what to believe and what not to believe, then that is on them. However, to know if the Bible is true, we need to have understanding of the truth in the first place. Most people don't have that understanding. Just like in history when Christ spoke in parables, for many did not understand. And like today, we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, and those who have an ear will hear what is being said. Anybody could hear what we are saying. Like I said, to go a step further and actually do what is being said, that's a different story. Now, God is the one who does the calling. And once the truth has been made aware in someone's mind and they decide to live his way of life, they must continue to do so from there on out. It's not a temporary decision. If you decide to get baptized, you will continue to grow in understanding. Before you get baptized, okay, you'll have that calling, but you don't have the Holy Spirit within you yet to decipher even more clearly, to understand more clearly what God is saying, what the Bible is saying. It's a lifetime. It's a process, and it will grow in understanding, and you're in it for life. Unfortunately, people are a little too quick to make a decision to get baptized, and not even a year goes by, and they decide, oh, that's just too much, and then they leave. There are those who set themselves apart from the truth, and we will see this more and more just before the return of Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So in other words, demon-inspired ideas. I mean, we see this today, but we're talking about people who were in the faith, and then they left. Speaking in lies and hypocrisy, verse 2, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. We need to make sure that we do not fall prey to this category. But we need to be on guard, we need to be vigilant, we have to be aware of what is going on. To fulfill what God has commissioned his church to do. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 2 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. That means be ready always. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Why are these verses here? Why are these scriptures in the Bible? No. Christ knew at that time when he was on this earth, or even before in history, how many people who knew the truth then left and did their own thing. And this is a prophecy for us too, that this will happen again with people in the church, with people who have been called, with people who know the truth. It is easy to get persuaded. It's why we have to be strong and vigilant with all these things. Do you want to understand the Bible and prove to yourself whether or not it's true? We have a booklet on this very topic titled Authority of the Bible. And it goes into this subject. And it goes into the Bible to prove to you how true it really is. And we state in that booklet, the Bible seems to be a book that very few people really understand. Many do not even care to grasp the teachings of God's word, let alone acknowledge that it is God's instruction to us. Many who claim to understand have differing ideas and opinions about what it means. Why is this? How can we be sure that the Bible is God's word and that it speaks to us with divine authority? Considering the history of the Bible, how can we know which books and passages belong in inspired texts and which do not? And who had the authority to make this kind of decision? How can we ascertain whether or not the translations from the original Hebrew and Greek texts are reliable? How can we even know whether the original texts have been faithfully preserved? Can we truly understand the doctrines and prophecies of the Bible? Or did God intend to keep his book a mystery to us? Did he intend that the seven unopened seals of Revelation remain unopened to our understanding? And this is talking about future events that have not happened yet. This is prophecy. Do we believe it? Do we believe it's going to happen? Are we ready? Continuing on, not at all. It does not have to be a mystery to us. we can truly understand the Bible. This booklet is intended to guide you to an unwavering conviction that God's Word, the Holy Bible, is true, reliable, infallible, and that it tells you with authority of God Himself what to believe and how to live. God tells us what we need to know to inherit eternal life. He tells us what will happen to this world. He tells us what our human potential is, why we were born, and He tells us how we must live to reach our potential. Now, if you believe that the Bible is true, then who do you believe the true Church of God to be? And how do we know that what we preach, the Church of Eternal God, and the affiliations, or England and Germany, how do we know? Or how do you know that what we preach is true? Is it in correlation with what the Bible says? Do you agree with our statement of beliefs? And can you live by them? And can you see that that is exactly what the Bible teaches? One of our latest booklets, How to Find the True Church of God. If you haven't read this yet, please do so. If you have read it, please refer to it again, read it again. Because this right here tells you this right here tells you exactly what the Bible teaches. Why we are preaching what we are preaching. Why we believe what we do believe. And there are people that have read the booklet. There are people that have, you know, have been baptized. And yet, it wasn't enough. I don't know. Something inside of them told them otherwise. But these are the kind of things, exactly what we read about in the Bible here, what God is warning us about. God tells us to test Him whether what He says is true, whether the Bible is true. He gives us test commandments, and if we obey Him and live by what He says, then He promises us blessings and magnificent treasures we couldn't even begin to comprehend. The choice is up to us.